Government has launched a $90 million project which will create more jobs and put more money in the hands of the poor. The project, known as the Ghana Social Opportunities Project, will be implemented in 40 districts across the country. Vice President John Dramani Mahama, who performed the ceremony at Nadoli in the Upper West Region, tasked beneficiary districts to ensure that the target group of the project is captured. Here is a report from Pascalina Dadevo and Swala Abdulwahab.
The five-year project is being funded by the World Bank and the government of Ghana. The World Bank is contributing $88.6 million, while the government of Ghana is contributing $5 million. The implementing agency is the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. Vice President John Dramani Mahama explained that the Ghana Social Opportunity Project seeks to engage people at the grassroots level in the execution of government projects. This, he noted, will reduce tremendously the seasonal migration of people, especially from the north to the south for greener pastures.
It's a project that will focus on providing infrastructure in depressed communities. It's not going to be done the way we have traditionally done Government of Ghana projects and District Assembly projects. These projects are targeted at putting income into the pockets of the community. And so when people say, where is the money in my pocket, it's going to come through these projects. Now, the community will identify infrastructure projects that it wants to undertake, and you will choose those projects. If the community wants a school, you decide on a school. If you want a dry season, a dam, so that you can do dry season gardening, you decide that you want a dam for dry season gardening. If you want a feeder road, the road from your community to the main road is not good, and so you want to reconstruct it, you decide that you want to reconstruct the road to your community. Now, what will be done is that the labor component of that project will not be given to a contractor to bring carpenters and masons and laborers and other people from some other part of the country to come and do the project, but people with those skills in the community will be engaged to do the project.
The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuelufo Suampofu, said unlike government workers who appear at the end of the month, workers under the project will be paid every 2 weeks.
Is that those who work under this project, while government workers and other workers receive their wages and salary at the end of the month, under this payment to be done every 2 weeks.
The regional minister, Alhaji Isahaku Salia, commended the government for choosing to launch the project in the region and hinted that information and communication teams have already been formed to educate people to embrace the project wholeheartedly.
That was a report by Pascalina Dadevo and Swala Abdulwahab.